Were there many apartment buildings in Fort Worth?
Then?
Well, when you were there.
No. Not that, no. Not very many. They were the old Westbrook Hotel and things, Texas Hotel and things like that. But now half of Fort Worth's apartments.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Apartment houses.
Do they have any of those apartments, you know, that the people don't just rent them, they buy their apartments?
Yeah, they call them townhouses. Now, I don't know, I see them advertised in Fort Worth, but in California, you can buy one floor and somebody else another. They call them townhouses. And they're just a regular home, you know, all on one ground floor.
Have you ever heard of people talk about anything like a condominium in Fort Worth?
Condominium, what does that mean?
Well, something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Should advertise, lots. But that's, they have those for rent, too. They call these condominiums homes. It's homes, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
And one family lives here, and another lives here, and another lives here. Just like apartments.
Usually in those apartment buildings, is there a man that takes care of repairs and electrical work and things like that?
Yeah, I know my daughter and her husband lived in Houston, and they have sold their home in Saint Rafael. They sold the home there, and they lived in Houston. And they lived in the Georgetown apartments. And they had a mountainous man. But they had their own furniture and all, and they lived three floors, and those apartments were high then, 375. Lord knows what they are now.
They were expensive.
Of course, he was working for Shell Oil Company, and he's making a lot of money. So she was in bad health then, and they lived there about 3 years.
Can you tell me about some things that people had in their bedrooms that they wouldn't have in any other place in the house?
Well, they had all of the dressers was marble top, you know. Old timey marble top dressers. And in the hallway, they would have, they called it a washstand. And you had your old-timey pitcher and bowl there, and you'd pour your water in the on the washstand basement, and you'd wash your hands. And that was always in the hallway instead of having a bathroom. You know, you didn't have a bathroom then in the house.
What did you have?
You had big number three tubs, and you'd take a bath in the tub. You wouldn't know what that is.
I guess not.
That's what we always, and later on when we got older, while my daddy, you know, we had a big windmill, and this wind pumped we had a big tank that wooden tank that held gallons and gallons. So my daddy closed in the back of the tank, closed it in, put a door to it, and put a sprinkler in there, and we would go and take a shower bath.
I see.
That's the way we take our bath. And all that water coming out of there freezes to death. but if she's going to take a bath on the weekend or at night, why, you got the water, and you filled up your number three bathtub and set it on the back porch.